Authorities detained 8 foreign suspects, all medical professionals with ties to Britain's National Health Service. Another suspect, the driver of the jeep that crashed into Glasgow Airport Terminal, lies in a Scottish hospital with burns over 90% of his body and has not yet been questioned. Gerard Baker, U.S. editor of the Times of London, says the approach taken by Britain's new Prime Minister Gordon Brown in response to the recent foiled plot is quite different from that of his predecessor Tony Blair.
Under Gordon Brown, the new government has done its best, I think, to play down the broader strategic issues associated with terrorist attacks. When we had a terrorist attack in Britain, the famous ones in London on July the 7th, 2005, and subsequent foiled attacks, Tony Blair tended to take a much more, if you like, strategic view of the challenge of Islamist terrorism and talks about it in sort of fairly global terms and the need to take on the terrorists and to root out the causes of terrorism in the Muslim world, a view much more closely associated with George Bush. Under Gordon Brown, the view has been much more to sort of play up the idea that these are criminals and that they can be prosecuted through usual criminal means.
Nonetheless, Gerard Baker says, there is obvious alarm that Muslim extremists have once again targeted innocent British people, as well as a real concern in the Muslim community about a possible backlash.
There is a disaffected minority, which is extremist, which is Islamist, which frankly wants to establish Islamic rule in Britain. Of course, most Muslims don't support suicide bombers, but the number that express sympathy for or understanding for is also worryingly high.
The only person charged in connection with the car bomb plot is Iraqi Dr. Bilal Abdullah, who was a passenger in the burning jeep. The driver and other main suspect, Kafil Ahmed, is an aeronautical engineer from Bangalore, India. Washington Bureau Chief of the Times of India, Chidnan Rajkata, who is himself from Bangalore, says there is profound disappointment that the plot could have originated in the south of India.
There's always been a sense of pride in India that Islamic extremism as originating out of the Middle East or Pakistan has not come out of India, or that there has been very little radicalization of Muslims in India who are part of India's secular fabric.
Chidnan Rajkata says the terrorist episode raises serious questions about foreign professionals who work in the West, particularly Muslims.
For the longest time, we've always believed that education was a way out of radicalization in Asia and the Middle East. And now it turns out that the perpetrators of this plot could be very well-educated people. So there goes the whole theory about Western education is the solution to combating radicalization.
Gerard Baker of the Times of London says there is likely to be some tightening of immigration procedures for professionals from abroad, especially those in the health field.
Increasingly in the last 5-10 years, it has come from Muslim countries, a lot from Pakistan, or Commonwealth countries.
Mm-hmm.
Last week, of course, it emerged that two of these doctors who were allegedly involved in this terrorist plot in Britain a couple of weeks ago had sought to get admission to the United States and either been put off because the procedures were so strong. And I think actually it's Britain that will probably have to learn the lesson from some of the things the United States has done.
Kevin Schofield, political correspondent for the Herald in Edinburgh, says that since the attack on the Glasgow airport terminal, there has been talk of tightening immigration procedures. But initially, he says, the principal reaction was one of shock, because Scotland had never before been a terrorist target.
The 30 years of the Northern Ireland troubles, Scotland was never bombed, and thus far in the whole war on terror, London has been the focal point for any attacks on the United Kingdom.
In England and Wales, there are 1.5 million Muslims, and many of those in the professions, especially the health field, come from abroad. In contrast, the Muslim community in Scotland is quite small, about 50,000 people, and well integrated, according to Kevin Schofield.
Our justice minister visited the central mosque in Edinburgh last Friday to reassure the Muslim community throughout Scotland they would not be made scapegoats for these attacks and that they weren't being blamed in any way. And I think the Muslim community by and large realises the vast majority of Scots don't hold them responsible for what happened.
Prime Minister Gordon Brown told lawmakers earlier this week that he would build consensus for increasing the amount of time that terrorist suspects can be held without charge. And a British court sentenced 4 men from Somalia, Eritrea, and Ethiopia to life in prison for attempting to bomb London's public transport system in July 2005. For International Press Club, I'm Judith.